Welcome to AES Distance Learning Program. Today in this audio lecture, we are going to discuss chapter number 6, Work, Energy and Power. The terms work, energy and power are frequently used in everyday life. So first of all, we are going to discuss about the work. What is work? When a force acts on an object and the object actually moves in the direction of force, then the work is said to be done by the force. Let us take an example. Imagine you are trying to push a huge iron ball and you are giving your best, but it does not move even inch. So you apply a lot of force, but unfortunately no work is done. Then a muscular guy comes and push the ball and it moves. So force did not waste this time. It did some work, and this is because of, according to the science, work done is equal to force into displacement. So always remember, the two condition needs to be fulfilled for work to be done. Number one, a force should act on the object. Number two, the object must be displaced. If any one of these condition does not exist, it means work is not done. If under a constant force, F, the object displaced through a distance S, then work done by the force W is equal to force into displacement, and that is equal to Fs cos theta. Theta is the angle between force and displacement. Work is a scalar quantity and its SI unit is joule and CGS unit is erg. 1 joule is equal to 10 raised to power 7 erg, and its dimensional formula is ml square T minus 2. Now let's discuss the work done by a constant force. Work done by a force in displacing a body through a displacement x is given by work is equal to F dot x. Work is the dot product of force and displacement. So here F dot x is equal to fx cos theta. You can see the diagram in the module. We have one body and we have applied a force F, which is making angle theta with the horizontal direction. Here we have divided the force into two parts. First component is F sin theta, and the second component is F cos theta. And here the body displaces towards the x-axis. So now which component will participate in the work done? Here you can see in the diagram F sin theta component and the direction of displacement. Both are making 90 degree angle, and we know cos 90 is 0. So it means F sin theta is not contributed for work done. The next component is F cos theta. The direction of F cos theta component and the displacement is same. Both are making 0 angle. So mean, and cos 0 is 1. So in this case, the work done is done by F cos theta component. So in this case, you can write W is equal to F dot x, that is equal to Fx cos theta. And in this case, the work done will be positive. So now we will discuss the three different types of work done one by one with the help of examples. We can divide the work done in three categories. The first one is positive work done. When force and displacement are in the same direction, the work performed on an object is said to be positive work. Example, when a body moves on the horizontal surface, force and displacement act in the forward path. The work is done in this case is known as positive work done. Next type is negative work done. Negative work is performed if the displacement is opposite to the direction of the force applied. Example, work was done the gravity on a rocket going perpendicular upward. We can take one more example. Let us consider you are trying to kick a football. A football moves in the forward direction, so that time work done is positive. But at the same time, there is a friction force acting on the football. So this time, the work done by the friction force is negative, because friction force is always acting in the opposite direction. But in this example, we can take the positive work done and the negative work done example. Because if football is moving forward direction, so work done by external forces is positive and the work done by the friction forces negative. Next one is zero work done. When force and displacement are perpendicular to each other or when force or displacement is zero, so that time work done is zero. Example, when we hold an object and walk, the force acts in a downward direction, whereas displacement acts in the forward direction. So this time cos 90 angle is forming and that is equal to zero. So because of that, work done will be zero. Next, we will discuss the work done by a variable force. So now in this case, we will calculate the work done by a variable force. In the previous example, all forces were constant. But now in this case, we are taking example of variable force. So in the module, on the slide number 4, you can see one diagram is there. And in this diagram, on the y-axis, F force is there. And along x-axis, the displacement is there. So here you can see one curve. The starting point of the curve and the end point of the curve you can see. So we have to find the work done when on the starting point and the end point is there for curve. And what is the area under this curve that will give you the work done. So here we will divide this whole area which is coming under the curve into small parts. And that small strips, you can say this small strip is similar to rectangle. So first of all, we will find the area of one small strip and the width of that strip is very small, that is tends to zero. So first of all, we'll find the area of one rectangle and in the same way, we'll find the area of different rectangle which is coming under this diagram. But here all the rectangle having almost same area because all are same, very small and having the same area. So in this case, firstly we'll find the area of the one rectangle and then we'll add all the rectangle area and we'll get the overall area under this curve. So here we will use a tool which is integration. Instead of adding all the area of individual rectangle, we'll use the function of integration. Integration will give you the net work done. So here we'll put the limit. You can see this thing in the module number 1 and the slide number 5. So limit delta x n tends to 0. Delta x means this width of each small strip is very small, almost tends to 0. And summation of fn delta x n, it is showing work done. And in the next tab we have, because when your limit is very small, that is almost tend to 0, so in that case we can convert the summation into integration. So here integration fx to dx. In the next step we will do the integration with limits. So the lower end of the curve is starting from xa and upper end at the xb. So these are the two limits. So we'll put the two limits. It will start from xa to xb. So after calculating, you will get the total work done due to the variable force. Alright, so next we are going to discuss forces, conservative forces. Conservative forces are those forces which does not depend on the path taken but only depends on the initial and the final position. Example, gravitation force, that is a conservative force. Next one is, what is non-conservative force? Those force which depends on the path and initial and the final position. Example, friction force. Next, we will discuss the power. What is power? Power is the rate of doing of work. Formula for power is equal to work by time. The SI unit of power is watt and the dimension formula is m1 l squared t minus 3. Energy. What is energy? Energy is the capacity to do the work. The formula for energy is mgh, which is for potential energy. Similarly, for kinetic energy, it is half mv square. And the SI unit of energy is joules. That's all about today's module. The remaining portion of the chapter we will discuss in the second module.